Well, now to San Jose, California, where there's been a lot of reaction to the city council passing a set of draft ordinances aimed at gun control. Proponents say the measures will reduce gun crime and violence dramatically. But if enacted, will they survive lawsuits? Adidi Bunlamudi from member station KQED takes a closer look.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo has a bevy of gun control mandates. Two in particular have captured national attention because they've never been tried before. One requires gun owners to get liability insurance. The other mandates an annual fee gun owners would have to pay to offset what taxpayers spend every year on gun violence. Here's Liccardo.
Yeah, I'd prefer that we weren't the first. I prefer that the entire state of California would move forward and cities all would move forward together. But I think we recognize that we're going to face litigation. We know that in the world of reasonable gun regulation, no good deed goes unlitigated.
Ted Miller, a researcher with the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation, has been working with San Jose to draft the measures. He says city taxpayers spent more than $400 million between 2013 and 2019 on costs associated with gun violence. For example,
many taxpayers don't even realize that most emergency medical response is paid for by the local government, not by our insurance.
So how will these mandates be enforced? San Jose police have said they won't be knocking on people's doors and asking them to register their guns. Instead, if they come across a gun in a search, they'll ask to see the registration and insurance. But Stanford law professor John Donahue worries,
if you've got a system that is only enforceable through police contact, then you know, you may be shifting the burden of the particular regulation
onto people of color, which is exactly what P.B. Gomez is afraid of. He's the founder of the Latino Rifle Association, a national gun rights group with a chapter in California.
If police in San Jose have this mandate, like, hey, make sure that everyone has gun insurance, and if they don't have gun insurance, you know, charge them and then confiscate their weapons, you know, that just expands the purview of the things they can search people for and the things that they can, you know, ramp up enforcement in the city. And that, those sort of things always affect the poorest residents of the city and you know, Black and brown people.
Liability insurance has been around for a while, but a city mandating it is brand new. All kinds of companies offer this kind of insurance, particularly to gun owners with concealed carry permits. Here's an ad for insurance from the company CCW Safe.
You have a concealed carry permit to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your home, and keep them safe. But ultimately, some things are out of your hands.
CCW Safe's basic plan starts at $209 a year. Gomez is afraid it'll price some people out.
Working class people in America cannot afford that. So it's basically is just a de facto ban on people owning guns below a certain income level.
San Jose's current proposal does allow a waiver for that annual fee and the insurance plan for low-income folks who qualify, but all of that might not even matter. Gun rights activists have already threatened legal challenges to these ordinances if they pass. And if they reach the U.S. Supreme Court, John Donahue doesn't count on these proposals holding up, especially against the National Rifle Association, or the NRA.
The justices that Donald Trump put on the court were carefully vetted by the NRA and sometimes very strongly proposed to Trump by the NRA.
The National Foundation for Gun Rights has issued a cease and desist letter to the San Jose City Council to stop writing the proposals before the final vote in September. Counselors say they're going to keep writing anyway. For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.